Donna Shalala. That's a familiar name in national politics. She was a Clinton cabinet member, and she was also executive director of the Clinton Foundation, and she used to ride around the pickup truck with Janet Reno. This is a woman who knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak. Now Shalala's running for Congress for an open seat in Miami being vacated by a Republican. And with her Democrat credentials and clout, I mean, she used to be the president of University of Miami. This ought to be a cakewalk. But she has run into trouble. Two of the seven Democrats running against her in the primary have ganged up on Shalala. And it takes two to do that, by the way. They've accused her of personally contributing $20,000 to Republicans in Florida over the past 10 years. And they're demanding she publicly apologize for this and fork over twice that amount to the Miami-Dade Democrats. In response, Shalala reminded her challengers that she has donated over $250,000 to Democrats over the years. She expressed outrage they would dare question her loyalty to the party. The real story is not a petty squabble among Democrats. Not long ago, these local weed wannabes wouldn't dare buck a member of the Clinton inner circle. No, the real story is how little fear and respect the current crop of Democrats have for the once mighty Clintons. Their time looks like it's come and gone, folks. And where is Bill, by the way, in all of this?
With Rush 24/7, you never have to miss one word of the Rush Limbaugh Show. And now, new yearly members get Rush's exclusive Tumblr. Sip from Rush's wisdom all day long with Rush 24/7 and Rush's exclusive Tumblr.
It's our best Tumblr yet. Check it out at rushlimbaugh.com.
You're listening to the EIB Network.